So another week, another new receiver for you to throw to. What do you think about the two guys?
You know, we got to obviously work them into the fold. They've been here for a while, so they've been practicing. They should know most of the stuff. Just got to get familiar with throwing to them. And, you know, next guy up, next guy ready to make plays. I got confidence in them.
You and Chris have history, obviously. Is any of that carry over?
A little bit, you know, just a little bit of familiarity. But, you know, we don't have any history in the NFL or any history, you know, in this system. But obviously I know him and, you know, have played with him in a bunch of games.
Can you revert back to, he said maybe sometimes if he doesn't understand something, you can revert back to us.
Yeah. I mean, I can try and make it, you know, help it make sense to him if he's having trouble. But he's a smart kid. He knows what he's doing. So he doesn't need a whole lot from me.
He's battling a flu a little bit there?
Something. I don't know. I'm fine.
I asked you about the two touchdowns, the last two passes to Calvin. The one Sunday where you roll out, where exactly did you pick him up and you know, look to see if you hit him in the end zone?
Oh, the scramble, the long one?
Yeah.
You know, broke out, peeked at Mike Thomas on a corner out and had him covered. And just, you know, knowing the back of my head where Calvin's route's going to be and where he's going to end up, you know, and had, you know, enough time. Guys up front did a good job of, you know, creating a soft edge for me to get out there and had enough time to kind of direct him where I wanted him to go. And then, you know, he took off and did the rest.
And the other week before, you kind of gave it this. And then what did the first part of that do?
The week before, I'm trying to remember. Kind of, oh, you know, it was a double move, you know, a route off of a route that we're running a lot. And, you know, he had a great route. You know, corner was looking in at me, so that's why I'm trying to, you know, if corner's not looking at me, I'm not going to give him anything. It's no point. But corner looking in at me, I'm going to try and give him a little, you know, fake. And Calvin ran a good route and went up and caught it.
So you're looking for Calvin all the way on that ascent?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just trying to get the corner to step up.
You guys have, since you and Jim have been here, you've done a good job of getting rid of a lot of the negative streaks that were here. The one still lingers, obviously, is the 20-year whatever drought it is in Lambeau. I mean, other than winning a division game and beating them, would it mean something to get that off your resume there?
You know, probably more to, you know, people that have been here for 20 years than, you know, than us. Obviously, we haven't won in the last 4 years, which is what we're worried about. And, you know, we want to go in there and put a good game together like we did last time and just try and come out on top.
Matthew, last time, as you mentioned, you did have a good game up there. Over 500 yards passing. Can that, you know, not continue, but in a sense, can continue? Does the Lambeau mystique mean anything when you do something like that up there?
I mean, that's a lot of yards and a lot of touchdowns. But, no, I mean, you know, I'm confident in our team. I'm confident in our players. You know, offense has been playing pretty well the last couple of weeks, putting up points, and just got to continue to do that, you know, as a unit.
How can you have any continuity with the receivers? It's just been a shuffle over the last 4 weeks.
You got 3 days of practice for the game. That's all we need. True. Saturday walkthrough. Obviously relying heavily on guys that have been here and guys that know the system, but at the same time, those guys have done a good job of stepping up and making plays, and we need them to.
Matthew, I know you guys don't really look at maybe the Packers as a payback type of thing, but isn't there maybe a sense of that in this type of game, seeing as how you had them just a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, the last two times we've played this team, we've had a lead on them, you know, with 2 minutes left or whatever it is. So we've been right there and just haven't been able to you know, get the victory. So it's one of those games that you definitely want to turn the corner and come away with a win.
How surprised were you when you looked at the stat sheet after the game and saw how many times you actually targeted Calvin in the game? I think it was a career high for him.
I kind of felt it coming throughout the game, you know. Put him in some spots where, you know, we were throwing him little quick game stuff out of the run formations and things like that too. So lots of times that would have been, you know, Titus or Broyles or somebody like that. So he was in that spot and I did a good job, you know, caught them all, obviously, so he had a good game.
What do you remember about Lance Long from the preseason?
A really competitive kid, good in the slot.